With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegan and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures entitled Veganism, the Way to Peace.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Like 到目前呢、啊，还不是真的很好住的世界。我们当然很疼爱这个世界，这个地球是很难得造得出来，就我们应该珍惜它，应该疼爱保护它是对的。不过像我们现在保护是不对的，每个国家就管自己的国家，每个人管自己，每家庭管自己。不管别人的话，恐怕我们的地球越来越丑，越来越被利用到底，没有新鲜的材料能够再贡献我们，因为我们用太快了，他们来不及讲东西给我们用。所以我们看有很多国家被所谓的战难啊，被那个饿死了灾难啊，或是东西不够用，有的国家东西太多，有的国家东西不够用，然后东西不够用的国家去想去抢那个东西很多那个国家，才变成很多灾难，很多战争。如果每个人像我们的同修修观音法门的，就不会有发生这个事情了。他们每天打坐嘛，两个半小时，就心就静下来了。他每天能够跟最大的宇宙的力量沟通啊，收他的恩典啊，收他的执事，收他的慈爱啦、啊，收他的洗干净业障那个力量啊，所以他越来越平静，越来越好。他有受戒了，受五戒就不能杀生，不能伤害别人了。不能做任何伤害别人的行动的意思，并不是说杀害而已，伤害了，不伤害任何的众生，包括动物、草木。啊，如果他受这个戒律很清楚，当然他不会想伤害你了。然后他受不偷盗的戒律，他知道很清楚，因为他有他的师父告诉他为什么偷盗不好。他诚甚了解，因为他自己里面有得到大智慧，所以他了解更神圣了，更明白了。不是口讲我持戒五戒，不杀不偷不妄语不喝酒这样就好了，不是，他又有那个内边的智慧开悟了，所以真正的了解不该做的事，真正的知道该做的事。 多数的人很想直接直不到，很想做好事做不到，因为没有深深了解做好的东西有什么好处，做坏事有什么正的影响，影响自己怎么样，影响别人怎么样，他都不会很深深的了解。只有开悟的人呢、才真正的了解直接是怎么样。所以像我们同修修观音法门，受这个五戒啦，不伤害不杀害别人呢、而且要放生，要帮助别人，要施蔬菜，因为要保护动物的那个生命啊，连动物它也保护，何况人啊。如果能收这个戒律啊，当然他不会变成打仗的人，他不会去占别人的国家财产，不会伤害到别人的生命了。然后他不偷吗？他知道珍惜自己的财产，他知道知足就满足了，他不贪心了。不过这个不是一讲出来就能做得到，开悟才能够真正的做得到。
We all want to have a peaceful world, and we all talk about how we want peace and love. Well, I think we should start it now, and let peace begin on our plate. Let love begin with our choice. That's what I think. All the benefit of vegetarian diet cannot be overstated, and now there is a spiritual aspect also. When a person partakesin a direct or indirect killing of any sentient beings, be it human or animals, he or she enters the cycle of revenge and violence. And it will only end when one stops doing it. Hence, we have to love our enemy. Because only love and forgiveness will have the power to break the negative effectof hatred and vengeance. But all masters and enlightened saints in the past have already talked about it. I myself have talked for years also about it. And now, maybe I will just mention the scientific fact that meat eating causes so much suffering. Not just for animals, but for us human who consume it as well. If anyone would care to log on to the SupremeMasterTV.com or watch the Supreme Master Television, and they will have all the proven facts about the poisonous quality of animal diet. Maybe people will understand better with this info.
Yes, we were compassionate with the animals. We're being compassionate upon ourselves because we avoid the fat, the cholesterol, and in a sense, by eating animals, the animals have the last word. Eventually, because of medical disease-related issues from eating meat. So when we're nice to animals, we're being nice to ourselves, our bodies.
Right, right. We have summarized, you know, some of the most deadly disease caused by meat diet, and if we don't stop it, we just continue working forever in order just to pay medical bills and damaging ourselves. This is no sense, is it? It's no sense to poison ourselves and then work very hard to buy the poison and cook the poison, eat the poison, and have to go to the doctor, undergo untold suffering also, operation, x-ray, whatever, recovering, and then pay for it as well. It seems to me senseless, the meat diet. Also, because as you said it,we have compassion for animals. That also means compassion for us. Actually, we don't even need all these scientific facts, but it helps. Otherwise, whatever we do, it comes back to us. As we sow, so shall we reap. The Bible said that.
Ahimsa, or nonviolence, is a lifestyle. What do you recommend to encourage people to put into practice ahimsa, or nonviolence, in thought, word, and deed?
Yes, I do. I do encourage that all the time. And as you say, it should be a lifestyle. But we are getting in there. Thanks to people like you, spread the news and informing your listeners?
Yes, a very ancient teaching from not only the East, but also the West. Love your neighbor as yourself, nonviolence in thought, word, and deed. I like the Eastern approach where there's greater emphasis on the thinking and what is being said before the action, that all actions spring from our thoughts, our beliefs, and that's the root cause of all of our actions.
Since a time immemorial, nonviolence is always emphasized as a way of life, as a way we should live if we really want heaven on earth. I hope sooner all people will realize this, and we will have truly Eden again.
I'm sort of getting encouraged these days that these kind of ideas are getting more popular. As ice caps melt, I think more and more people kind of realize that we do affect the planet with our actions, our lifestyle choices, and diet. I think that I'm sensing more receptivity these days to positive change going in a spiritual direction.
That's right, Mr. Weeks, that's right. I see that change also coming more and more now, thank God.
Just in time.
Yeah, I hope it's a high time. It could be quicker, but we shall be patient, won't we?
Better late than never, as they say.
Yeah, it's true. Anyway, with the current crisis that we are facing right now, I think all the leaders of the world will have to prioritize on saving the planet. And it's good that we have this common goal, so all the leaders probably mostly would unify together to fight our worst enemies, the global warming. So I have a feeling that we will have peace and most people will turn into nobler lifestyle, vegetarian diet, more peace and unify and harmony with each other. I have that feeling and I hope it's a true feeling.
The vegetarian diet, if you have a problem, come here and try to organize, cook with each other, okay, for each other. Or take turn to cook and prepare for the one who work, you know, take turn. Or pay for someone who doesn't work to cook here for you, yeah? And you come and collect it and go to work. Or make a delivery system, can do that, yeah. Have an old truck and deliver all the food to different houses. They do that, the Vietnamese in America, they do that. Yes. Delivered to the house, yeah? According to request. And then you can buy yourself some maggi, soya, and some other kind of ingredients for tasty spice, yeah? In order to add a little bit more flavor to your food, should that be too tasteless to you, or not according to your food? I understand it is difficult, but it's not that difficult, because I have lived the life that you live now. I was busy. I was also a bachelor. Yeah. And I worked for the Vietnamese refugees full time. And I had no time to cook. I cooked once a week. Big pot of both rice and assorted vegetable. And then I have a small pot for a warming rice and small pot for warming vegetable. Every day I take a portion out of the fridge and warm it up for my daily need. And I eat some more fruit, fresh fruits. And that's it. Wonderful. And I'll tell you another secret. If you couldn't cook and you couldn't come here and you worry about nutrition, you can eat unpolished rice with the husk and sesame, black sesame powder and salt. Eat until you're full and you feel wealthy and healthy because you save a lot of money. Wealthy also, yes. And of course you will be feeling a little bit dry. So you drink more water, eat more fruits, and you're satisfied. And in case that is not tasty enough, you buy tofu from outside, fresh, and put soya on it, and eat it together with the sesame and unpolished rice. That is excellent and nutritious, and full of protein, and all kind of magnesium, all kind of vitamin that you need. There's no need to complicate your life if you couldn't make it.
When you're full in your stomach, you don't want even the best meat in town. Just because you go out hungry, and then you get tempted. Put some mantou, bread or cakes or whatever your favorite fruit in your bag, or in your car. Take it with you. Whenever you feel hungry, eat them. Understand? Don't go hungry and shopping. And when you go through the meat counter, close your eyes and walk through. Yes. It is more simple to be vegetarian because you know where you want to go. Just tofu counter. Nothing more. No right, no left. Yeah. And you have more variety than whatever. You know, we have a bonfire every week. We roast potatoes, yams, corns, fresh corns. We roast vegetarian ham, which is so tasty. You can go on picnic and roast your vegetable balls and hams and corns and potatoes. Wow, it's beautiful. We enjoy life better than anyone else. We roast, we cook hot pot with all kind of nourishment. We do that, we enjoy. We make fire, we roast things. Even you can roast apples, you can roast sugar cane, you can roast, what else? Oranges, yeah? Anything you can roast, if you like. Or that kind of eggplant. And green pepper. If you don't want to eat raw, you eat roasted. It's beautiful. It's a fantastic life with no blood stain, no guilt, no killing. It is beautiful, and you will feel every time you eat, you make peace on earth by your contribution. Peace begins with our table, with our bowl. If it's full of blood, the world will never know peace. Understand? You will never regret a vegetarian diet.
Thank you, enlightened viewers, for your company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Up next is Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned. With God's blessings, may our planet flourish with peace and loving kindness.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/BMD.